We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Veg Embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and Channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darías, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Saling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alka, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47. And Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an 82-year-old Chinese philanthropist provides free homes for villagers. In veg news, Nikita, a sweet canine, inspires Ethiopian-born Dr. Antene Roba to follow the plant-based diet. In green news, apartment block dwellers in Egypt save money and the environment by using clean energy sources. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 11th, is Lateran Treaty Day in Vatican City. In commemoration of its sovereignty achieved in 1929, Vatican City is the smallest fully independent state in the world. The Roman Catholic Pope, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, is head of Vatican City, which is a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural center in and of itself. This revered nation-state is home to one of the largest religious structures in the world, St. Peter's Basilica. This grand church was constructed on grounds that are traditionally believed to be the burial site of St. Peter, the Apostle of Lord Jesus. The basilica contains work by renowned Renaissance artists, including Donato Bramante, Michelangelo, and Gian Lorenzo Bernini. We wish a blessed Lateran Treaty Day to all residents of Vatican City.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Tanzania. Severe flooding after several weeks of torrential rains in late December 2009 caused at least 10 people to perish and displaced thousands, with some 28,000 homes in the central regions that were affected. As local governments and the Tanzanian Red Cross rushed to help, they found that damage to transport systems left survivors in grave need, especially of food.
Supreme Master Qinghai, conveying her heartfelt sympathy and prayers, had asked our association's nearby members to please go to assist the most vulnerable, as she offered $10,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could acquire $31,000 in relief supplies in the United States, based on Tanzania's cost of living. Covering their own travel and related expenses of $725, our association's relief team from Kenya went to Tanzania's hard-hit Kilosa district. There they bought and distributed cooking oil, maize, and maize flour to 500 families staying in a camp. Kilosa District Commissioner Mrs. Halima Omari Dindego expressed her thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for sending the vital aid.
We appreciate the swift assistance of the Tanzanian officials and Red Cross Tanzania to the flood-affected people. Our gratefulness as well to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support and to our association's relief team for their prompt actions. As we pray for the Tanzanians' speedy return to productive daily lives, may such distressing events be eased through our increased care for all co-inhabitants.
Thousands affected as floods hit central Peru. Relentless rains have caused the Huallaga River in the Peruvian region of Huanuco to overflow. Over 2,000 homes were inundated, affecting 1,840 families. Several towns along the river have sustained extensive damage, with blockage to sections of a main road and destruction of some 1,800 hectares of cacao, banana, corn, and rice crops. The extent of the emergency was much worse than expected, and the local government reported having only 60 tents to shelter those rendered homeless. Local officials, police officers, and the army have been evacuating residents, while the Civil Defense Committee and groups from the National Food Aid Program are delivering blankets and meals.
Expressing her love and prayers for the Peruvian people, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members go to offer assistance to those most in need, adding that necessary funds are available. We thank all regional and local officials and personnel for your helpful initiatives. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive care to the flood victims. May heaven protect the Peruvian people in quickly recovering the regularity of their daily lives as we strive for greater consideration to minimize conditions as these.
Uruguay floods displace residents. On Monday, February 8th, officials reported that emergency crews assisted over 3,000 people in evacuating to safer locations in the department of Durazno as week-long rains caused the Yi River to rise and burst its banks. In Soriano Department, residents also departed due to the rising Negro River, and evacuations were necessary in the department of Paysandú to the north as lower regions flooded and the electric grid system sustained damage. Health officials are working to bring drinking water to the affected regions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members please go to help the flood-affected people, as she conveyed her sorrow and prayers, saying that funds are available if needed. We thank the emergency crews for your timely, willing help, as we wish the affected Uruguayan people a quick return to their fulfilling day-to-day lives. Our gratefulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her comforting aid. With the grace of the Providence, may such calamities be lessened through our more gentle stewardship of the environment.
Haiti initiates recovery with international help. As the quake-devastated island nation raised her official fatalities to 230,000, at least 1.2 million surviving residents are now homeless and staying in flimsy settlements.
I think the real challenge here is, you know, how do you get help to the people in need? Because the destruction is all over this huge city. And I think all of the people on the ground who are delivering humanitarian aid are doing the very best job that they can. But it's not an easy task. And that's very, very important that we all work to get as much to as many people as possible.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has thus renewed calls for support. While in the United States, where nearly 60% of Haitian Americans surveyed said they had lost a loved one in the quake, over 60% said they would adopt or foster an orphaned child.
Meanwhile, more shipments of aid arrived from Iran and the United Arab Emirates Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Charity Foundation. To help with the dire need for heavy equipment, Japan has chartered the world's largest cargo plane to bring bulldozers and trucks for clearing rubble.
At a meeting of the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations, attending finance ministers voted to forgive all of Haiti's outstanding debts. Later, Latin American leaders met in Ecuador to plan ways to assist in both emergency aid and longer-term rebuilding.
U.S. Hollywood actress and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie visited Haitian quake victims being treated in the Dominican Republic and in Haiti as Cuba opened her fifth field hospital in the country. Concerned about the thousands of people with amputated limbs, the Haitian government met with Handicap International, Healing Hands, Doctors Without Borders and others to discuss a system that would provide adequate support. To begin restoring a sense of productive normalcy for children, a Haitian and Israeli group combined resources to create a temporary classroom, one of a number that are being set up in tent camps in the area.
The children are the future of the country, so it's very important that the children be educated. So I think one of the big challenges is how to provide the opportunity for education for all children of Haiti. It is the young people that are the future. It is the young people who really should be involved in the rebuilding of this country so that it will be a country they will be proud to live in the future.
We thank the local and international governments, organizations, and individuals for assisting the Haitian people at this time. Our prayers for their restoration to safe day-to-day lives and that such tragedies subside worldwide through our better stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
North Korea's supreme leader renews pledge of disarmament. On Monday, February 7th, senior Chinese envoy Dr. Wang Jia-rei met with North Korea's supreme leader Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang, North Korea, where he delivered a letter from China's president Hu Jintao. In the letter, President Hu conveyed his wish to work together in preserving peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. The supreme leader in turn indicated his commitment to resuming denuclearization discussions, saying the sincerity of relevant parties to resume the six-party talks is very important. A respectful appreciation, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, for your commitment to peace. We also thank President Hu, Senior Envoy Dr. Wang, and all others involved for their efforts toward this noble goal. May such unified endeavors continue, bringing harmonious relations to the Korean Peninsula and across the globe.
Cuba frees citizens. According to the Cuba-based Committee for Human Rights and National Reconciliation, the remaining five of a total of 35 people were released by Sunday, February 7th. They had been detained on Wednesday as participants in a rally on behalf of inmate Orlando Zapata. We are glad to know of the 35 individuals' freedom. May they enjoy many happy reunions in the loving company of family and friends.
Save Our Planet. Veg trend on the rise in Australia. Just weeks after the country launched Meatless Mondays, a campaign encouraging at least one meat-free meal a week, Sydney's famed Bondi Beach was the site of the country's biggest vegetarian barbecue for the recent celebration of Australia Day.
Sponsored by Fry's vegetarian brand and hosted by spokesperson and Australian comedian Simon Kenovich, the Veg event raised funds for the Bondi Surf Lifesaving Club while advocating a healthy, environmentally friendly lifestyle. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports.
We're here on Australia's famous Bondi Beach at Australia's biggest vegetarian barbecue, where Simon Kenovich is telling Australians not to eat lamb on Australia Day, but to instead try a Fry's burger and to try being veg for the planet and for our beautiful Australia.
Hello everyone, people of the world, come to Australia, get down here, have a barbecue, a vegetarian barbecue with us. We'll all have a good time.
Served fresh off the grill were vegan alternatives to the meat often eaten on holidays, with a crowd of people showing their interest in tasting more.
Yeah, it's good. Mouth-watering, really.
The barbecue also raised awareness on vital veg benefits for one's health and the planet.
It's obviously helping with the cutting down of methane gases that are produced by animals. And also just having a different protein source is a great way of sort of benefiting your diet.
Anyone that loves this planet and loves the blue sky and the conditions we have at the moment really should get behind a vegetarian diet for the planet. If we get enough people behind this, we could change this global warming phenomenon.
Many thanks, Fry's Vegetarian, Simon Kenovich, and Bondi Beach for your celebration and support of the earth-protecting plant-based diet. May the compassionate lifestyle soon be adopted by all countries for a vibrantly sustainable world.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Save our planet. Commercial fishing endangers dolphins, porpoises, and whales. The United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, has released a report cautioning of the significant risk to these marine mammals, especially by large-scale fishing operations. The study stated that 86% of all toothed whale cetaceans are seriously threatened by entanglement or capture in gill nets, drift nets, trawls, and other types of fishing gear.
As an example, the scientists cited China's Baiji River dolphin, which has not been sighted for many years in the Yangtze River, as well as the Vaquita porpoise residing in the northern Gulf of California, whose population has diminished to only 150 remaining in the wild. Both of these species have perished in high numbers due to entanglements in fishing gear. UNEP Executive Secretary Elizabeth Nrema stated that governments need to increase their efforts to implement protective policies for the survival of the cetacean species.
Our earnest appreciation, United Nations Environment Programme, for revealing the impact of fishing's detrimental practices on our unique marine mammal friends. May all countries join in acting now to protect the lives of these and all precious fellow beings.
In her tireless endeavours to ensure the welfare of the Earth's inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasised the need to halt fishing, as during a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM.
We have to stop it. Just stop the fishing. The government has to forbid fishing because it's too important to our survival to delay any further. Not only is there overfishing and depleting of the marine life, but there's also side killing, like when the commercial longliners go fishing, they're killing tens of thousands of sea turtles, by the way, and hundreds of thousands of seabirds and millions of sharks every year. To stop this destructive practice of fishing, the solution is vegan diet. No fishy stuff in our meals. The sea offers us plenty of better food choices. The wide varieties of super healthy and nutritious sea plants. We can even live on it forever. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self.
Save our planet. At the 13th Punjab Science Congress in Chandigarh, India, climate experts forecast that for each degree rise in temperature, the region will lose 750 kilograms of wheat per cultivated hectare.
Save our planet. Saying that the Middle East is the region most challenged in the world for water resources, Switzerland-based Global Institute for Water Environment Health commends cooperative management efforts of nations such as Egypt, as well as the Water Institute founded by Iraq, Syria, and Turkey.
Save our planet. The US-based National Wildlife Federation points out that recent cold temperatures and increased snow are in fact completely consistent with documented effects of global warming, saying that the need to reduce greenhouse gases is more urgent than ever.
Save our planet. A new study finds that increased temperatures from climate change are threatening the survival of sea turtles, as their eggs do not survive in very hot sand.
Hello, I'm Billy the Goat, a vegan. It's totally animal-free for me. Today, I have a tip on a great food, pine nuts. Actually, they are seeds from certain kinds of pine trees. They are very high in protein and are a good source of many other nutrients, including vitamins E, K, and niacin. They also contain potassium and magnesium, which are helpful minerals for maintaining a healthy blood pressure and heart. As well, these tasty morsels are high in antioxidants. They are found at many supermarkets and can be eaten raw as a snack, sprinkled on salads or veggies, roasted, or made into a delicious pesto. As with other nuts and seeds, please make sure you are not allergic to them. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In community news, an 82-year-old Chinese philanthropist provides free homes for his fellow villagers. Mr. Zi Guilin, an entrepreneur from Shenmue County, Shangi Province, financed the construction of new apartment buildings, with units for all the residents in his hometown. The villagers must change the location of their living quarters due to measures being taken to halt soil erosion and water loss in this desert area. Mr. Guilin, who previously had a 40-year career as a teacher, has made numerous charitable contributions to help the disadvantaged. Our sincere gratitude, Mr. Zi Guilin, for your care and generosity. May many citizens' lives be improved by your kindness.
In Veg News, an Ethiopian humanitarian discusses his reasons for transitioning to the plant-based diet. Dr. Antene Roba, co-founder of the Nonprofit International Fund for Africa, explained that over 10 years ago, he adopted a little dog, Nikita. From his sweet canine friend, Dr. Roba learned so much about unconditional love, humility, and the responsibility of taking care of another life. Soon, Dr. Roba began to realize that there was no fundamental difference between Nikita and any other animal. This understanding inspired Dr. Roba to drop all animal products from his diet. Dr. Roba said, "The transformation that started 10 years ago has led me to where I am today. A human rights and animal rights activist committed to creating a peaceful and just world." Bravo, Dr. Antene Roba, on your compassionate way of life. May the earth-saving vegan diet be embraced by all for a long-lasting, gentle world.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus, cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes.
246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Coming up, clean energy is adopted by apartment dwellers in Cairo, Egypt. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More enhancing news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a deserving world. In green news, Egyptian neighborhoods use clean and affordable energy. Certain apartment blocks in Cairo have solar panels and biogas units on the roof, which generate hot water and cooking gas for the residents. This reduces the amount the apartment dwellers spend monthly on energy costs. These environmentally friendly improvements are a result of a project by Solar CITIES, or Connecting Community Catalysts and Integrating Technologies for Industrial Ecology Systems, organized by American urban planner Mr. Thomas Culhane. Kudos, Egyptian families working towards sustainable alternatives, Mr. Thomas Culhane and Solar CITIES. May more such eco-endeavors, together with a planet-saving plant-based diet, lead us to a brilliant future for all.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Indonesian entitled The Wedding.
Seorang anak laki-laki di sebuah pernikahan menatap ibunya dan berkata, "Ibu, kenapa yang wanita berpakaian putih?" Ibunya menjawab, "Pengantin wanita berpakaian putih karena ia bahagia. Dan ini adalah hari yang paling membahagiakan dalam hidupnya." Bocah itu memikirkan hal ini, lalu bertanya, "Lalu, kenapa yang pria mengenakan pakaian hitam?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, in today's world of violence, turbulence, hatred, and greed, Supreme Master has come to us as a divine blessing to all the living beings on earth. I am in awe of you and your teachings. I worship you and I sincerely bow down to you and seek your blessings. Love to you, Master, and all the people doing work for you. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, and all your associates for bringing love and light into our lives. May God's grace shine upon you forever. Vidya from Auckland, New Zealand.
Hi Vidya, it's marvelous to receive your note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Bless Vidya, thank you for your love and kind words. Like many others, we are doing our duties as citizens of this world for a sustainable planet. With everyone working together, we can have a peaceful earth for all. Heaven's immense grace to you and your fellow truth-appreciating New Zealanders. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you greet every day with a happy heart and loving spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following its unanimous passage by the National Assembly, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari signs a bill that pledges to ensure safe working environments for women.
Malaysian mediator Othman Razak states that the Philippine government and Moro Islamic Liberation Front members report progress after 2 days of meetings with plans for further talks.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner travels to Mali to request the government's help in negotiating the safe release of French citizen Pierre Kamat, detained since November 2009.
Firefighters in Queensland, Australia placed themselves at risk to save the lives of three people who had become stranded in quickly rising floodwaters.
During a visit to Kuwait, Georgian Interior Minister Vano Mirabishvili meets with Emir His Highness Sheikh Sabah Ahmed Ajaba Al-Sabah to discuss enhancement of bilateral relations.
Astronomers noted the extremely rare sighting of a meteorite that lit up the sky over Northern Ireland, UK, travelling at 100,000 miles per hour, with observers also hoping to find evidence of its landing on Earth.
Australia's Foreign Minister Stephen Smith announces that this year's donation of $44 million to Myanmar, also known as Burma, is intended to support endeavours such as the democratic elections scheduled for later this year.
Iran's National Center for Laser Science and Technology sponsors the first ever display of laser advancements in medicine and industry that are designed and built by Iranian scientists.
Researchers at the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom, studying 25,000 men and women, find that those who exercise most reduce their risk of developing gallstone symptoms by a full 70%.
Swiss rescuers and their canine partners located 21-year-old skier who survived with only mild hypothermia after being buried for 17 hours following an avalanche in the Evelyn region of the Swiss Alps.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.